this thing on, because it's getting ready to be on.
All right, welcome to Bell Ringer, an Invest Buffalo Niagara podcast. My name is Greg Pokrycki. Today on the podcast, we have Doug Dimitroff, partner at Phillips Lytle. And by complete coincidence, did not plan this at all. He just so happens to be the vice chair of our board of directors at Invest Buffalo Niagara. We talked about governance structure and his recent trip to Washington, D.C. for Select USA. I think it's a really good episode, and I hope you guys enjoy. All right, welcome to the podcast. Thank you very much for coming by.
You're welcome. Thank you, Greg.
All right, so the reason why, you know, we asked you to be on, you recently went to Select USA representing Invest Buffalo Niagara. You recently were voted vice chair again. So my first question for you is, you know, you devote a lot of time to this organization. Why is that? What's the importance of this organization to you?
Well, I'm passionate about seeing Buffalo Niagara progress. And Invest Buffalo Niagara plays a major role in promoting the region to business and investors across the globe. And it's a great opportunity to be able to work with folks, investors, companies outside the area as well as in the region to try to see how we can help them do business here.
And where was Select USA?
Select USA was in Washington, D.C.
This was your second year?
This was my third year attending. It's the fourth year of the event. Another great one.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of, maybe explain Select USA for those that don't know it, and talk about how you saw Buffalo Niagara stack up against other communities.
Sure. Yeah, so Select USA is a U.S. Commerce Department initiative that basically invites the world to the U.S. In a single conference and trade show, and promotes virtually, you know, all areas that want to participate. All virtually every state was there, and lots of regions within each state participated. There are presentations that are given about doing business in the U.S. and keynotes, which are from high-level government officials, which was fascinating this year. Some of the secretaries, including the Secretary of Commerce, Secretary of the Treasury, and others that talk about why it's important to do business in the U.S. and how to get business done in the U.S. So each year, I think, since it was first created 4 years ago, they've had an increasing number of attendees, which is great. And even this year, when with a change in administration, the question was, number one, whether it was even going to continue to be held, and it was, and I think it was another great success.
Right. So you know, for those that don't know, you're a partner at Phillips Lytle.
Right.
You're not an economic developer. So for you to have that unique experience to play economic developer for the day, that was Alan's line to me.
Right.
You know, what is that like for you to kind of step in these shoes? You're involved in the organization, obviously, a lot, but you know, what's that like when you get to do it every so often?
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. First of all, in being able to work at an event like that with the staff of Invest Buffalo Niagara, from my perspective, is just fantastic, because I honestly believe that they're among the best, the staff here at Invest Buffalo Niagara, among the best in the country. So it gives me a chance to really see how the staff operates and how business gets done as an economic developer. My role as a private lawyer in many ways dovetails with economic development, because I do a lot of work with companies who are forming and expanding. So it really is something that's not at all foreign to my day-to-day job either. But having the opportunity to work directly with the staff was great. And also at Select USA, seeing how it's done in other states and other regions, and how we stack up. And again, I think it, being there and spending time there and watching how others do it just demonstrates that Invest Buffalo Niagara really is on their game.
What's one of those things that maybe you took away and learned and thought we could do differently?
Well, everybody, it seemed to me, talks about the people. You know, the workforce. Workforce is probably the biggest issue for foreign investors and companies, and frankly, U.S. companies and investors. You know, how do we get the right workforce? So that to me is, it's hard to distinguish the workforce in our region relative to the others. But that's why I think Invest Buffalo Niagara's investment in the labor assessment study, which was just recently done, was just fantastic, because we have a lot of detail and that information can be provided to companies and site selectors. But I think it's distinguishing what are the unique factors and the unique assets, if you will, of the region are really important. So, for example, California, you know, talked about being on the coast and being directly accessible to, you know, foreign markets in the Pacific Rim, you know, is great. We can't say that we're on a coast of an ocean, but we are on a border, international border, and you know, those unique assets, I think, was what we need to focus on.
Right. What about, was there any talk of any more of like the quality of life kind of things? And, you know, cost of living is always a big thing when in yeah. the marketing department that we talk about and that we try and brand ourselves on being an affordable region.
Yeah, absolutely. They are two key components of what the assets here are. And affordability still, even though in investment in real estate, for example, has been great the last 5 to 7 years, it's still very affordable. You know, there are other less expensive places to do business. But in relative terms for what the assets are, I think you could still buy as a business a lot more than what you can get in most other places in the country, at least most other places we're competitive with.
Right.
That we want to compete with.
Right. You talked about, you know, the real estate market being strong lately.
Right.
You know, your new office right at Canal Side is, you have a, you know, it's right on your front porch, the Renaissance of Buffalo, Canal Side being right there.
Right.
From that point of view, you know, up on the top floor, what have you seen change in Buffalo and Buffalo Niagara recently?
Well, it's funny, the timing of when we moved into that building, the first one really that was built, or in that case rebuilt, at Canal Side, that gives us that you know, immediate bird's eye view of the Canal Side Renaissance. But it's just a metaphor for what's happening elsewhere. There are a lot of others, so we see it every day. And you know, somebody was in my office earlier today and said, "Wow, look at all that construction going on," and you know, with more to follow, which is great. And people are walking around. And it's no longer just summertime; it's virtually all year round. It's exciting to see, but there's so much more happening in the region, you know, in not just the city of Buffalo, but outlying regions in the rural areas, but even in less populated areas. But you know, east side of Buffalo, development happening there, which have seen disinvestment for decades. It's really sort of a, you know, just a nice example to see, but it's not the only one. And that's what's really exciting to me.
Yeah, actually, I have an interview today actually with someone from Batavia, and they're talking about, you know, like brownfield redevelopment and buildings getting bought up for tens of millions of dollars, changed into breweries or market rate apartments. So, you know, we like to talk about the city of Buffalo a lot, or Erie County, but it really is everywhere. It's a regional renaissance for us.
No question.
When did you guys move into that building at Canal Side?
Almost 3.5 years ago.
Was that right when it was done?
Yeah. We opened our office just before the hotel opened downstairs.
And that was the first big change at Canal Side, right? That building.
Yeah, that was followed by Harbor Center, and then you know, the improvements made in the park areas.
Right. So what about morale in economic development? That being, like you said, the Canal Side's almost like a metaphor for everything else that is going on. You know, how much did we have to just boost community morale before we could get all this buy-in from everybody else?
That's a great question, Greg. It one of the hardest things, and we used to say this all the time when I first started Invest Buffalo Niagara, you know, helping out 15 years ago, our biggest problem was the native Buffalonians or Buffalo region folks, the naysayers. And for the most part, the naysayers have been shut down. There's just too much happening to people that's tangible, that's real, that people can't really, you know, overshadow the great stuff that's happening the way they used to. And that's made a huge difference, because that builds on it. And the positive vibe and the positive sense builds on itself over and over.
Yeah, and that's one thing, you know, with this podcast, we're trying to reach Buffalo expats, people that have moved away and resettled elsewhere. And I think those people are even seeing how much Buffalo is changing and either moving back, you know, becoming repats, or at least spreading the message to their friends and family.
Yeah, no question. It's those folks who haven't been here, who've read about it and haven't seen it, that need to get here and take a look, because it's a completely different vibe.
Right. Now, with your day job being a partner, a lawyer, you've been involved with Invest Buffalo Niagara for a long time. Recently, you just helped us restructure our governance laws. What would your advice be to somebody thinking about restructuring? When's the right time? When do you know it's time to do it?
When you want to raise money. That's one example. And that was part of it. But the real driver was the strategic planning exercise was completed. And, you know, we realized as an organization that we needed to change a little bit in terms of what we did, what the mission was. Not overall the mission, but what our role was in the ecosystem. And that meant adding resources to certain areas where we weren't otherwise funded for it. So we went out and realized that we needed to change the structure in order to direct sort of resources and attention to different types of constituents. And that was the driver.
Right. And how long of a process is that for people typically?
The strategic planning process was maybe 6 months, if I recall correctly, maybe nine. The restructuring took about the same amount of time, nine months. As part of that, there was a rebranding. All of that was done together. I remember in some meetings, people were concerned about, my gosh, all of these things happening at the right time. But it was really through Tom Kaczarski's leadership where he said, no, all of these things happening at the same time or in sequence is the way to go about it. I think it came about really well.
Right. And with Invest, you come in, help a lot of the companies that we work with. What's some of the best advice you could give to a company that's thinking about moving to Buffalo, Niagara?
Don't talk to anybody until you've talked to the staff at Invest Buffalo, Niagara. That's all. And I mean that sincerely.
That was not scripted. Yes.
Absolutely.
We didn't plan that.
No, I know. But I believe it firmly. I've said it for a long time. And that's not to take away, by the way, from the very capable and excellent staff at a lot of other economic development agencies that we work with. But the key is, and the reason I say that is because Invest Buffalo Niagara, they're predominantly private funded. They talk from a, they can talk the private sector language. They understand it. And frankly, they're regional. All of the other agencies are local more local by nature. And so if there's an investor or company that's interested in, what are the assets, the folks here at Invest Buffalo Niagara really understand where the distinctions are. For example, Genesee County, they have, one of the top micropolitan areas 10 years plus running in the country. And they've got amazing assets, but they're distinct from Niagara County or Chautauqua County or some of the other areas, or in Erie County, for example. So I think it's the right first step for people to think about.
Yeah, and in Genesee County or Batavia, just yesterday, they announced a really big investment from Hood Dairy and 200-something jobs. But it is, like, I always tell people, it's a very malleable region.
Yeah.
You know, the company comes to us, they want to be in the city. You can have the city. If they want to be in a more rural spot, there's a lot of different options.
Yeah, no question.
Do you work with companies regionally or just in the city?
Yeah, no, regionally. And frankly, across the country,
right.
Outside of New York as well, which gives us a good perspective on what other people are doing and where the where assets are being promoted. We have a pretty broad perspective.
What's the biggest mistake you see people making when they're coming into Buffalo, Niagara? Something that people look back on and wish they would have done.
Yeah, I think it's getting, and I'm trying not to be a sales, this be a sales pitch, but it's getting the right consultants in place early.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, you can, for the most part, companies are and investors are interested in moving quickly and making decisions quickly, having all the facts and moving on. And if you don't have the right experts helping out, you can sometimes put the cart before the horse and find out that, well, it might have been better to do something different.
Right. What's your favorite project that you've helped bring to the region or that was brought to you, but that you saw kind of transform our area?
Well, it's there are different examples. I'd hate to say one. I don't want to offend any clients, but yeah,
I'll take a few.
One that I just loved working on was a welded tube, which was a tubular steel pipe company, Canadian company. You know, that project brought steel back to what was a former steel plant that was effectively dormant. It hadn't been used as a steel plant for 20 years, you know, integrated steel mill for 20 years. That was very complex, but people came together in the region, and that project's a great success. We've also helped in referring to Genesee County, the Stamp Project, which is the largest shovel-ready site in New York State, acreage-wise, one of the biggest in the country. And that's a transformational project. It will be. It's a long-term investment by the folks there and by New York State. But that's been a tremendous project to see from concept to shovel in the ground.
Have you worked with any larger, like bigger name companies that, you know, when they've settled in Buffalo, people say like, wow, you know, they're here, and that helps change that morale?
Yeah, you know, I won't get into clients and right. non-clients specifically, but you know, so we may or may not represent some of these examples, but you know, General Motors has continued to invest and expand their operations. You know, that's said a lot. Ford Motor Company, the same thing. General Mills. You know, these are long-time existing companies, but they're global, and they've continued to invest and not disinvest or leave because the area provides them with, you know, the best in class in people and other assets. So that's been great. You know, Geico was really, in a lot of ways, I think a surprise to folks, both in the region and outside of the region. Oh, wow, we got that. And that, you know, it's been many years now, but that's driven a lot of other interest from other other companies. You know, Citicorp's an example. Citicorp had been here for 20 years or 30 years before, you know, they've continued to grow, and they could be in so many other places around the country as well as around the world, but they've chosen to locate here. Same thing with HSBC, although they changed their focus in the Americas and in the U.S. in particular, sold off a bunch of assets. They've still invested in and are growing their back office, sophisticated back office, by the way.
All right, we got one last question for you. With your office right at Canal Side, right across the street, how often do you go to 716?
I try not to go too often because there's so many other opportunities and great places to go, but it is very convenient.
Yeah, it is. All right, thank you very much for being on. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thanks, Greg.
All right, that was my conversation with Doug Dimitrov, partner at Phillips Lytle. If you're interested in learning more about our governance structure, we were just recently featured in the Buffalo News. That link is on our website or on our social media channels. Other than that, just give this podcast, the Bell Ringer Podcast, a good rating on iTunes, and we hope you listen to the next episode. Thanks for listening. Bye, guys.